was wonderful had been supporting me as the first as the president of the project in Lebanon. While we have set up a lot of targets for ourselves, I know some of the targets are yet to be met, but I'm also happy that a lot of the targets are being met. So we have to commend you for the sacrifice, for the support, and for the guidance you have given me to achieve these noble targets. While we came here, let me maybe give a little apology, because normally when we come to accept the council meetings here, we are supposed to see the
by the secretariat. Yes, Martin.
I move that we adopt
absence of any objection, I hereby. Well, you want to have to finish before 11:30. I thought we should finish before 11. Well, anyway, we try to be as fast as possible. Unless, do you know, sometimes we depend on the members of the executive council also. You know, sometimes there are a lot of digressions may come up. But I assure you from our own side, yeah, we are going to make sure that we have a strict time management. So I want to believe by that comment you are seconding the motion that the agenda be approved, right? Okay, and then Mike Manuel has called for the adoption, and Harry Harira has seconded the motion. So our agenda is hereby approved. Now approval of draft.
Thank you, Director. You have here the minutes of the last executive council meeting, and which was held online in October. I will not speak English again. Remarks.
So draft minutes is what we are discussing now. Minutes of the executive council meeting of Friday, 18th October 2024. Is there any correction? Any observation? And in the absence of those online, are you hearing us? Those online, are you hearing us? I'm seeing.
Yes. Yes.
Are you hearing
us? Morning, how are you? Yes. My voice is clear.
Okay. Yes. I was trying to say that another lady, so I didn't know that it is on the screen. I didn't know that it is that one. Okay. I think in the absence of any correction to the many Sierra are put by the Executive Council. So the next item on the agenda is
The next one is just to receive the minutes of the last executive board meeting. You don't have to approve them, just to acknowledge your
opinion. Okay, but the written statement is different. Yeah, okay.
Normally.
Yeah. Okay, we had executive board meeting on 16th.
There is a mistake in the date, of course. It is written 16
October 2025. So, this one is for Executive Council members to go through and see what we have discussed at the Executive Board meeting. Then, the next is President's report.
The minutes of the executive board will be uploaded. Sorry. Okay, but we do it shortly.
Let me open it from my own side because. Council meeting that took place in Kigali and today. So whatever I have done before Kigali is not here. Immediately after the Kigali meeting, I went to the US to have a meeting with the World Bank and a couple of other organizations. Here you can see myself with the vice chairman of vice president of World Bank, Dr. Wenzi Chen, with the chairman of the WFO UN Relations Committee, Mr. Gunnar Lang, and Mr. Michael Senior. After the meeting at the World Bank, we had a very fruitful meeting with the World Bank, where we talked about the WFO Academy, the Africa Engineering Program, as well as identifying areas of collaboration like sustainability and disaster resilience infrastructure, procurement process. So these are the issues we discussed with the World Bank, and we are following up on that. Just 3 years ago, I had the telephone from Michael Senior, who went to the World Bank to make a follow-up on that. Let me thank in a very special way Dr. Buna for arranging all the itinerary I have. Dr. Buna, I thank you so much. Please stand up, ladies and gentlemen. She really did a lot of work. She arranged all my meetings, you know, in New York and in Washington, D.C., and everything went very well. Here you see the other picture is when we visited the executive director of the World Bank. Dr. Zainab Ahmed. She's actually a Nigerian, a former minister of finance. And this is after the meeting we had at the World Bank. Then on Tuesday, we paid a visit to the chief advisor, science and technology, to the secretary, Department of State, Dr. Patricia Gruber. And she expressed very high interest in what we are doing, especially the engineering capacity building Africa program. And she said the U.S. government would very much like to be into the program. So after the meeting, we sent a full presentation on the program for her. But later I learned after the transition, she's no more there, and I think so many things have to do. But it's okay, it's part of life. At least whoever is there, we have something at least to do. I mean, we have a reference point, exactly. Then we also paid a visit to the American Society of Civil Engineers, where the president was not there, but I met the immediate past president, Dr. Marcia Gilded Murphy, and as well as the executive director and other staff of the American Society of Civil Engineers. I was also fortunate that the ICE president, Institution of Civil Engineers president, Dr. Anusha Shah, visited ASC at that very time. And we were together with her. The other picture, the three of us, Dr. Anusha Shah and the immediate past president of ASCE. That's what you can see. Then on Wednesday, 22nd October, Dr. Gunalan and I were invited to attend the roundtable discussion of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI, at the World Bank Headquarters Complex. We briefed the roundtable on the efforts of WFO on the subject matter through our Committee on Disaster Risk and Mitigation. This is our picture during the roundtable meeting. Then we went to New York. When we went to New York, we had a meeting on Thursday, 23rd October. We visited the office of the United Nations Environment Program, where we met Dr. Lydia Ronha, who is the head of the UNEP office, as well as the UN Assistant Secretary General. And we briefed her about the meeting we had at the UNEP headquarters in Nairobi, and she was very excited and promised to follow up on whatever we are doing. Then we went to the United Nations headquarters, UN, is a United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, the same Thursday 23rd, where we were met by Dr. Wei Liu, the coordinator, UN Interagency Task Team on Science, Technology, and Innovation for SDGs. He assured us of stronger collaboration with the United Nations in the months and years ahead. In fact, he has already invited me to come and address the SDI forum that will take place 7 and 8 of May this year. So, God willing, I will attend that SDI forum. So, then, a few days later, there was this International Engineering Congress in Taizhou, China, between 8th to 9th November. My friend Tan Ching, he was not happy that I couldn't make it, but I had to send a recorded message, to register my interest and support to the Congress. I reliably learned that the Congress was a very huge success because more than 40 engineering institutions attended the conference. So I want to commend FIAC and the organizers of that conference. For that company. It was really a very big success. So thank you very much. And with the presence of Seng Chuan, the president-elect, and Professor Gwangye, I felt my absence would not be seen. I mean, was not seen. So thank you very much, Seng Chuan and Professor Gwangye. You have met, presence very visible. Then, a few days later, I went to the International Forum on the Role of Engineering Education and Science in Achieving Sustainable Development Goals, New Challenges and Solutions at St. Petersburg, Russia. On the 11th November, I was taken through a tour of three campuses of the university and had a meeting with the rector, Professor Vladimir Litvinenko, the Director General of UNESCO Center for Center of Excellence in Mining Engineering, Professor Vladimir Kozenko, then Professor Paul Omaji, and some senior members of the university and the UNESCO Center. Among the issues we discussed is the desire to participate actively in the program of WFO henceforth by representing the Russian Federation in as national member of WFO. I was very delighted with their intention to bounce back into the WFO family, having been active members in the past, to the extent of producing the president of WFO, the passing of Alexander Zhirinsky in between 1986 to 1991. Actually, when they invited me initially, I was reluctant whether to go or not because they are not members of the WFO. But on a deeper thought, I said, since I have this desire, to swell the membership of the WFO, I said I have to go. And it was a very successful outing. And here you can see me with the rector and other officials having a meeting. And yeah, we are in front of the statue of the Princess Katrina, who actually established the university 250 years ago. Because the university is the oldest technical university in Russia, St. Petersburg University. And they are hosting the UNESCO Center of Excellence in Mining Engineering. And the vice director also is the president of the National Association of Mining Engineers. Then I also was at the International Forum on the Role of Engineering Education and Science in Achieving SDGs. Okay, the same program here during the opening session. I addressed the gathering at the opening, and then there was a plenary session later, which I also participated. Then I went to the 2024 World Science Forum in Budapest, Hungary, between 23rd November, and I participated in one of the plenary sessions, roundtable discussion on utilization of International Decade of Science for Sustainable Development Goals effectively to accelerate sustainable development in developing countries. The proposal on sustainable housing was brought by UNESCO office in Beirut, Lebanon. So you can see myself during the round table session with one Professor Rana Detani, and then the other picture is myself, the president of ISC, and the president of the Academy of Science in Hungary, who are the host of the program. Then, a few days later, I was in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, to attend the Continental Conference on Transforming STEM in Africa between 26 to 28 November 2024. I was invited by UNESCO Addis Ababa office to attend the Continental Conference on Transforming STEM in Africa between 26 to 28 November. The Minister of Science and Technology and Innovation from South Africa and myself gave keynote address at the opening of the track 3. And the conference attracted huge delegation from Africa and beyond, ranging from policymakers, senior officers, and public service, entrepreneurs, and students. Then, a couple of weeks ago, I was invited by the Kano State Governor, my own state in Nigeria, and he recognized me and gave me an award as I was among the few distinguished personalities from Kano State presented with an award of recognition by the Kano State Governor, Alhaji Abdulkadir Yusuf, for remarkable achievements and outstanding contribution in the field of engineering globally. That is what my award reads. You can see the man in red cap is the Kano State Governor, and myself with him when he was handling the over the plaque to me. And this is the picture of the plaque also. Then we had an online meeting with the officials of CBUS. CBUS is the International Center for Big Data for Sustainable Development. And Professor Gershon Kolenji, I first met her in Nairobi, Kenya. And she expressed a lot of enthusiasm and interest to partner with the WFU, especially in sharing big data, because we have a lot of projects and programs that can only succeed if we have accurate and reliable data. And that is why to have relationship with CBUS is very important. And since that time, we have been having a couple of series of meetings with her. And she's also, inviting me to China so that we have more meeting with her. This is the last meeting we had with her was on the 7th February 2020-2025. And we have gone to follow up on that, and I believe this collaboration with CBUS would benefit all the STCs. And I have settled the responsibility of anchoring our relationship with CBUS to Professor Nolida Bunyani, because she is the chairman of STC Committee on Engineering and Innovative Technologies. So, and of course, the capacity building chairman is also a part of it, but certainly all the STC chairs will benefit from this collaboration we are going to have with CBUS. Then we had a meeting on the preparation of the launch of engineering capacity building for Africa program, an online meeting on the 14th February, because we have taken a decision to launch the program on the 17th March 2025 in Nairobi, Kenya. A couple of meetings have been held, and the 14th February meeting is one of such. The executive president of CAS, Mr. John Kennedy, and myself are expected to launch the program. As part of the launching, there will be 4 days training on AI. Then, of course, the World Engineering Day, which was held just 2 days ago. And you can see myself when I was making the welcome address. And we had a brief meeting with the Minister of Economic Affairs of Indonesia, Engineer Arlington Hartarto, as well as the DG of UNESCO before we came into the hall. And of course, after the hall, there were a lot of photographs, but I just decided to take this one. Yeah. So I thank you very much. And in addition to this also, which I have not captured here, yesterday, I had a couple of meetings which were very important, especially the meetings I had with the national member representatives, of this council, and the international member representatives of this council also. And the decisions we have reached are very important, and I want us to please follow up on that so that we achieve remarkable results going forward. So, I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.